this virus has been bringing out how much we depend on each other, rich and poor, black and white, men and women, immigrant and native. We used to talk about brotherhood, and I've never found a good substitute for the vision of mutual concern and respect that people in my generation meant by brotherhood. Now two people, who shouldn't be named, claim that the blue states don't deserve help, though we do a lot for the rest of the country through our taxes, the business we generate, and by repeatedly jumping to the aid of people all over this country when they suffer from natural disasters. What they're really saying is they feel no responsibility for those among us who need help, especially if they don't have the skin color and ancestry that they honor. I want to expand on how bad that is. When Mayor Sheehan was campaigning for her first term, I asked her about what the city could do for its poor. She pointed out that the city's tax base was largely from property taxes. That meant that mayors inevitably had to focus on property values. She didn't use the term, but the implication was that Albany had to gentrify regardless of need and regardless of our values as human beings. Property taxes fund the schools and just about everything else the city does. So mayors have to function like developers. It goes further. Suburbia contributes to the problems. Separately incorporated suburbs have no legal responsibility for city services. People there still work in the city, benefit from it, hire its workers, use all of the goods and services that are attracted to the area because of the city population, but they don't share the legal responsibility. The way this country has organized its laws is that only the federal government has responsibility for everyone in every part of the country and in communities at every level of the income scale, and regardless of where its residents come from. When the federal government caters to the selfish instincts of those who are unwilling to help anyone else, or who are only willing to help people who look like them and come from the same parts of the world, disaster is the result. You know the song. Once I built a railroad, I made it run, made it race against time. Once I built a railroad, now it's done. Brother, can you spare a dime? Just about everyone recorded it, but apparently America still has trouble sparing a dime for the people who built it and make it run. We've built that into the tax system, and still it isn't good enough for people who don't want to accept responsibility for fellow Americans. On top of all the advantages they've given themselves, they still cry about the crumbs that might fall off their tables because they might go to blue states. The unnameable man in the White House, the majority leader of the Senate, and their enablers are doubling down on all the bastions of indecency they've already built into American law. But though they don't understand it, and they don't understand much, they will be bitten by the snake they've let loose, because when the virus is free in any of the states, the people they cherish in red states will end up in the hospital, the morgue, and the graveyard. Pandemics don't stop at political borders. We all suffer when we refuse to take care of each other.